Good morning. This is John doing the Daily Inspirations, and I hope that you've been blessed by the Word. I started in number 31 in 1 Peter, and we talk about being a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit, and we've just been going through here and seeing God's heart through this and just feeding on the Word, just feasting on the Word, how that God has a much more eternal perspective, and the things that we consider a cross or a burden or heavy, some of those things are actually producing glory, and what God considers glory is very different from what we consider glory. So I trust that you've been blessed. Verse 9, the last verse we read yesterday, is receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, how that there's a time when we no longer walk by faith, but rather we will be separated from this body, and the soul will be able to be in its eternal state. It is eternal, but it will be freed from the body. Verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. So the prophets saw that there's something better coming, something different coming. And I think many times we think of prophets as doom and gloom, of bringing warning, and we, you know, people didn't like the prophets. But there is a glorious part of prophecy that we often miss, where prophets who speak from God both warn and they look to the future. They bring promises, good promises. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Do you see a parallel here, how that the suffering and the glory that follows? Can you see this in your life? Can you see how that the things that God calls you to suffer, and this is many times different for each individual, but there's things that God is asking you to lay down, to let go, how that they bring God glory. There's a glory that follows after suffering. And we can testify to some of that, and the price that we have paid to be free to follow the instructions of Christ has cost us dearly. It has created an inner glory, an inner one with God. There is an inner sanctification that happens. There is something in our heart that is soft and tender towards those who are suffering, towards those who are weak. There is both a rising up against injustice and yet a compassion and caring for those who are blinded that comes out of this glory of walking in the Spirit, surrendering to the Spirit of God. And verse 12 here, he says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. And so these prophets looked ahead, and they saw what God would do. How that God would, through the Holy Spirit, walk with the saints. And the angels watch this, and they love to see it. Isn't it amazing how that the angels, who are angelic beings that we can't see, they're spirit beings, and yet we partake in being flesh, even as we receive the Spirit of Christ. The angels desire to look unto this. So today, if you have received the Spirit of Christ, as you walk in the Spirit of Christ, may you meditate on the fact, the miracle of God putting His Spirit within you, and you walking in the Spirit, glorifying God, and the angels looking on and praising God for this. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would be with each one that is listening, that you would help them to walk in the Spirit, that they would have an eternal perspective and glorify you rather than themselves. Watch over them in Jesus' name. Amen.